of Electronic Intifada, a journalistic website whose theme should be obvious from the name. He is also a vice president of the Arab American Action Network. The Los Angeles Times described Obama as a friend and frequent dinner companion of Khalidi when Khalidi lived in Chicago. Obama told the Times that his many talks with Khalidi and his wife Mona had been constant reminders to me of my own blind spots and my own biases. Khalidi left Chicago to become professor of Arab studies at Columbia University and the director of the Middle East Institute at Columbia's School of International and Public Affairs. In his book, The Iron Cage, Khalidi presents a political apology for the creation of a Palestinian state in terms that demonize the United States. He characterizes the United States as supporting Israeli settlements on Palestinian land in a pattern of colonization, theft, and occupation that makes the United States look like a superpower bully, encouraging Israel to impose its will on the weak and powerless. Khalidi's views are clearly anti-American. He writes, "Combined with its tragic and epically misguided adventure in Iraq, the Bush administration has brought the standing of the United States in the Middle East lower than ever before in American history. It soon will be hard to recall that the United States was until relatively recently favorably regarded in the region. As Obama has positioned himself to be the Democratic presidential candidate most opposed to the Iraq war, his campaign rhetoric and Khalidi's academic writing appear to be largely in agreement. What evidence is there that the Arab American Action Network, which Khalidi co-founded and of which Abba Nima is a vice president, is a radical political group? The Arab American Action Network was established in 1995 as a non-profit, grassroots, community-based organization working to improve the social, economic, and political conditions of Arab immigrants and Arab Americans in the Chicago metropolitan area. When Khalidi assumed his position at Columbia University, his wife began serving as president. Aaron Klein reported in WorldNet Daily that speakers at the group's dinners and events routinely have taken an anti-Israel line. The group boasts about fighting the Department of Homeland Security in detentions, deportations, and other attacks on immigrants. Is presidential candidate Barack Obama's decision to support Israel merely a matter of political convenience? Writing in March 2007 on Electronic Intifada, Ali Abba Nima charged that Obama is engaged in a Middle East makeover designed to obscure the open advocacy Obama expressed for the Palestinian cause until he decided to run for the U.S. Senate. He wrote that the last time he spoke to Obama was in the winter of 2004 at a gathering in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood when Obama was trailing in the polls, fighting to secure the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. As he came in from the cold and took off his coat, I went up to greet him, Abba Nima wrote. He responded warmly and volunteered, "Hey, I'm sorry I haven't said more about Palestine right now, but we are in a tough race, and I'm hoping when things calm down, I can be more upfront." If disappointing, given his historically close relations to Palestinian Americas, Obama's about-face is not surprising, Abba Nima wrote. He is merely doing what he thinks is necessary to get elected, and he will continue doing it as long as it keeps him in power. There is a bitter end to the story of Alice Palmer, the Illinois state senator who named Obama to be her successor in 1995. After Palmer stepped aside, she suffered an unexpected electoral defeat. Losing the special election for the congressional seat, Palmer reversed her decision and decided she did want to seek re-election to the Illinois legislature in 1996. The year 1995 had been a banner one for Obama. He had just married Michelle, and the couple bought a Hyde Park condo, the first home Obama ever owned. Obama became an author when his first book, his autobiography, Dreams from My Father, was published to modest sales but good reviews. He was teaching constitutional law as a University of Chicago adjunct professor and was about to run for the state Senate. In 1995, Obama also participated in black Muslim leader Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March, a fact he has omitted from his 2008 presidential campaign biography. In 1995, Obama had no intention of letting Palmer's defeat in the special election derail his political ambitions. Instead of stepping aside in deference to her, Obama decided to fight her for the nomination. He hired a fellow Harvard Law School alumnus to be his gunslinger and challenged the legitimacy of the signatures on petitions to put Palmer's name on the ballot. Once he set on a strategy, Obama kept challenging petitions until he succeeded in getting all four of his Democratic primary rivals forced off the ballot. The Chicago Tribune wrote that a close examination of Obama's first campaign clouds the image he has cultivated throughout his political career. The man, now running for president on a message of giving a voice to the voiceless, first entered political life not by leveling the playing field, but by clearing it. Obama stepped on the Chicago political stage with a pure power play the most seasoned Daily Machine operative would have to appreciate, even if the strategy required Harvard-trained lawyers instead of Al Capone-recruited thugs to bring it to fruition. Not surprisingly, in 2008, Alice Palmer showed up to campaign for Hillary Clinton in the Indiana primary.